Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday, March the 6th, 2020. It must be Friday because the bunker's full. You guys taking the day off?
You bet.
Just sitting there ready to
punch it in.
Right. Just enjoy the big show here coming at you. A program that we affectionately call Football Friday. Here I'm the host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. Hi, Dupes.
Good morning.
And we've got football maven, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy with us. Hi, Frenzy.
I'm doing great, Rod. How are you doing?
Didn't I just say hi?
I don't think you asked.
Yeah. Yeah, Lynch is raring to go right out of the gate. But I got to say, we got to get rolling. Clark, the producer, said, listen, the rollout for Flooring Superstore has got to be fast. Chop, 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 because we got a very busy show today. Here's the guest list, everybody. We've got 10-year CFL veteran, Grey Cup champion Mike Abomeshwar going to join us here in studio. Makes his triumphant return. Saskatchewan Rough Riders kicker Brett Lowther, the pride of Truro, Nova Scotia, is going to be in the bunker, but he wants to tell you that he's a better hockey player than he is a football player. So he's going to talk about 2020 with the Riders. He's going to talk about his athletic prowess on the hockey ice. Brett Lowther will be here. From the Ottawa Redblacks, quarterback Nick Fatty Arbuckle will be with us. I'm not sure I'm going to call him Fatty when he comes on. We'll see. Maybe we'll ask how he feels about that nickname.
Ask him if he knows who Fatty is.
I would hope he'd know. I would think maybe he's related to Fatty Arbuckle, the 1920s silent film star. Gord Bamford will be with us, country star, the pride of Lacombe, Alberta. Hot rising up the charts. Gord Bamford, he was supposed to be with us yesterday. He'll be with us today. And from the Saskatchewan Rush, Mark Matthews. It's our weekly game week preview for the Saskatchewan Rush for Rockstar Supply Chains. They're home tomorrow night to the Vancouver Warriors. I'm going to be there. You're not, because you're calling hockey, right?
Yes.
So Mark Matthews, and that's coming up here in hour one. So again, quiet on the set, please. It's a live show, not a movie. Did you see Paul literally jump? He's like, almost dropped his phone. Okay. I'm very excited as we get to the Magnificent Seven show topics. Very excited because... Oh, he's gone. You're number one, too, Paul.
Too much for him.
I know. I'm very excited. I know we're going to talk football with all these guys. You heard the guests, but in the rollout, we don't always do that. It's a very big night tonight. It's opening night in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. And even for years when I was working in the dub, I said there's nothing like SJHL playoffs because the barns are packed, the semi-horns.
Yes.
We've seen it in so many of the venues.
Yep.
Four games tonight. That just has me excited. I'll be following them all. I'll be in Moose Jaw where the Warriors are home to the Winnipeg Ice tonight.
Yep.
So that's why I got my tribe jacket on. One of my favorite pullovers, by the way. People say, why do you wear that Warrior jacket?
The SJ shirt on today, right?
Perfect. We're repping our teams, repping our leagues. We're going over to have supper at the Mad Greek with it's a business sponsorship supper, and then going to the game. That is the kind of life that I like to lead. And it's also Snowbirds night tonight.
Cool.
So this is a very exciting night. Point two of the Magnificent Seven show topics. The Oilers and the Leafs lost last night. For the Oilers, I'm not as concerned. It was their third night in four games. Whatever. They'll be fine. But the Leafs, are you worried?
Yeah, of course. I'm worried until you can see consistent efforts night in and night out. It's not about wins and losses for me with the team. It's about the process. And I mean, they outshot the Kings, you should. But a 0-0 game, right? I mean, Freddie's sitting in the back being like, guys, what do I got to do? You score a goal.
Right.
You got more firepower on paper than the rest of the NHL, or you're supposed to. The fact that they're not able to dictate the games. Everybody else is dictating the way the game is being played. That, to me, is the sign of a good team. Are you dictating the game? And the Oilers are starting to get it. When Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl are out, they're dictating the way the game is being played. Good teams do that. Now, you know, top to bottom, Oilers need to get a little bit more out of the rest of their group, but the Leafs need a group more out of everybody.
Right. I could see why you'd be a little concerned, but yeah. I see they still have a playoff spot. For now.
For now.
Same thing with the orders. Now, point three, it is the Vegas Golden Knights at the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Manitoba meets Manitoba. Cody Eakin faces the Golden Knights for the first time. Now as a member of the Winnipeg Jets. Mm-hmm. I was on TSN 1290 yesterday with Hustler, and we talked about the fact that the playoffs are on right now. And he goes, what do you think of this race? I said, it's exhausting on a nightly basis. Up, down, up, down. And I said, quite frankly, where we live here in the Bermuda Triangle of the NHL, it's a lot more Pacific Division following than the Metropolitan Division following, but it's still very nerve-wracking for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Big time. It's exhausting to keep up. And, you know, I get upset on, you know, nights like tonight when you got the, you know, great games like that. And, you know, you can't watch. It's like you got to find a way to get, you know, watch every game because it's almost like playoff time now. And I love it how tight it is.
See, what's great about that is it's not an 82-game sleepwalk to the finish line. Teams are playing like it's playoff hockey already because they might miss the playoffs.
And they have been for a long time.
Yeah, well, probably a month.
Yeah.
So the Winnipeg Jets, although having been dealt a really crappy hand with a variety of things, not the least of which is Dustin Byfuglien pulling the pin, but losing guys in free agency, Trouba wants out of town, they're like the new kids on the block, hanging tough.
Yeah.
See, that brought the couch up. Everybody's dancing over there. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in, go Jets, go. Lot of Jets fans in the area, right?
Oh, yeah.
Vegas fans here, so that's who I'm polling for tonight, of course. But you can vote on our Instagram poll. I put that up there. Who's going to win tonight, Jets or Knights? Last I saw, it's like 50-50. Well, point four, Lynch, this will get you alive. Anything going on in football today?
Not that I'm aware of, but it's
right.
it's been a pretty interesting time up to now.
I figured if anybody knew, it would be you. So not much going on. I was at a hockey game last night, the Midget AAA Rebels. I was watching my niece Sydney play. I had a kid come up to me, Tristan. He is a very big fan of the show. Said he wouldn't be watching today because he's at work, but he'll be watching later tonight. And he says, Darren DuPont, Kelly Rempel, Mike Abou-Meshrick. He's naming everybody. He's John Lynch. He goes, how old's John Lynch? I said, he's 82. Tristan goes, oh, I got to meet him before he dies.
I want to meet him.
Please don't go anywhere, John.
Yeah. You can't, Lynch.
Here he is right now, I think of that.
Nope. Tristan, he might be. He said he'd come in and watch a live show. Everybody scrammed off the couch. What's going on?
Well,
turned him off. You scared him.
Ramsey started yelling, back to work.
Right. Master chef over here. Nothing going on in the CFL, really, but Lynch has come up with some good questions for Nick Arbuckle. Some really good questions. I'm looking forward to that. But our daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, is this. It is a football question because it is Football Friday. Where will Tom Brady sign? Our options that we put together were the Chargers, the Raiders, the Patriots, or other.
Now, you guys, let me ask you an honest question. You're brilliant guys, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you see what goes on there. Do you think Tom Brady's going to go anywhere? Do you really think there's a chance?
Yep.
Do you, honestly, why?
Because this is his first chance in his entire career to test free agency. He's going to realize the love that there is out there for him. He's done all he can do in New England, and I don't think him and Bill Belichick are getting along that anymore.
Why do
I think
you say
the
that?
Marriage is over because familiarity breeds contempt.
Was
there's a shelf
experience?
Life for everything. Trust me, I know. It's time to move on, and everybody else will be happier. And I think that I'm not sure he's going to go to the Raiders, but everybody's saying it's a foregone conclusion that he's not going back to New England.
What do you think, dude?
Man, I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing will surprise me, I'll tell you that. Nothing will surprise me. But the more and more this goes on, the more and more I think that, yeah, he's leaving.
I think it could be we're going to leave. I'll tell you my reason why. Ticked off at Mr. Kraft. Kraft should come up with a sensational deal for him. $40 million per year for 3 years. Why shouldn't he?
You know
he's
what?
The best quarterback in football. Look what he's done for that franchise.
I think it has nothing to do with Robert Kraft and everything to do with Bill Belichick, who's probably the biggest dictator in sports. Key term in dictator, you figure it out. It's not Kraft, who seems like, frankly, a pretty genuine guy. You don't have Netflix. Well,
what are you saying then? What's
I'm saying? It's not about Kraft. It's about Belichick.
But what's he doing? What's he Belichick doing?
Not giving him the money.
No, but with Kraft, he's like the New England Patriots could franchise tag Tom Brady.
Yeah,
they could franchise him. They'd pay him the average of the top five quarterbacks in the league, which would be whatever 30 some million I think is what it ends up being, or 40 million. Mm-hmm. And they and Tom wouldn't be allowed to go. They could tag him and strap him with the franchise tag. But Robert Kraft said, I'm taking that away from Bill Belichick. I'm not going to let my guys franchise him. I'm going to let Tom do what he wants. If Tom wants to come back and he'll be happy. I'm not forcing him to stay here. That's what Robert Kraft did. I like that. I kind of respect that a little bit from Robert Kraft. Sorry to disagree.
It's completely realistic. And maybe he's getting that way. He's done some things recently that make you think he's getting away. He's getting unrealistic. But no. I don't have to go into detail.
Who, Kraft?
Yeah. But I think the fans would want him in New England, Boston. I'm sure his wife wants to stay there. She's a model. Got all her business in New England. And it's easy. He knows what's going on. He's 42 years old.
Tom's from Los Angeles. He's got a child in Los Angeles from a prior relationship. Right. I think it's all done. So anyways, we're putting it to a vote. You can vote on Facebook or our Twitter feed. And right now, the Patriots are leading. 39% of respondents agree with Frenzy that he will stay in New England. 37% agree with me that he's going to Vegas. 7% say he'll sign with the Chargers. 17% say other. Darren, what would you cast your vote on?
Other.
Other? Okay, yep. Cool. Moving on.
For how much money?
0.5. The Raptors clinched a playoff berth last night. I was actually watching Canadian Sports Center this morning, and it's that subliminal thing. You're doing some work over here, and you're listening.
Yep.
And they're like, Raptors winning Golden State and clinch a playoff spot in the process. I'm like, what? What month is it? Whoa, it's March? Holy. We're getting down to nut-cutting time in the NBA.
Raptors are wonderful. Unbelievable.
You're a huge Raptors fan?
Yeah.
Can you name three of them?
Huh?
Can you name three Raptors?
Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Siakam.
Spicy Pete, yep. Pascal Siakam.
And who? I know them all. McPhee.
McPhee?
McPhee, not McPhee.
Fred
McPhee.
Van Vliet.
Van Vliet, yeah.
Yep. Good. You won, Lynch. Tell him what he's won, Bob.
Trip to Rollo.
Just on the way to Milestone. You're a gem, Lynch.
Well, I really believe that Raptor team is unreal. Come on, though. We all figured they'd finish last, eh? Or close to it.
Because they lost Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
I thought they'd be good.
I thought they'd be a playoff team. I didn't think they'd be challenging for the top of the conference or being, championship contenders again. But they are.
Well, they are.
Pretty exciting.
So I see people writing in. Hey, the Facebook wall, the comments have gone nuts. We the North, go Raps. Yep. Wasn't it you, Abu, that I had the argument with? We the Toronto?
Yeah. Jays and Raps in the
way. Abu.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm
certain his second guest coming back.
I know. Two more points on the Magnificent Seven show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. We love them like the Dickens. The Dickens family over there at Flooring Superstore. 0.6. Canada, Saskatchewan in a four-way tie for fourth at the Brier. At 6-3, are we following curling?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to know. And 0.7, big news for the RP show. I thought we were rolling it out. Are you mad at me for bringing that up right now?
No.
Are we going to announce it then in the overtime?
I very much hope so.
You're just waiting for the go-ahead.
That's it. Sitting waiting for a green light.
Can I hear it?
Yeah.
You're going to hear when everybody hears. That's it. So you should be very flattered, Darren, because usually I just blurt these things out.
No,
but I'm following your lead.
It's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I'm
actually paying attention.
You know how hard it is to sit and not be able to do it?
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it too.
Yeah.
I do know.
I know.
So big news. I thought we were going to have it in the rollout, but we're just waiting for the go-ahead. It's not all about us, right? It's about somebody else.
You told me about the car, but you wouldn't tell me what it was. You didn't tell me what it was.
Hey, I said don't blurt it up.
I'm not.
We got our Rush preview coming up next after the break. Also today, Nick Arbuckle, Mike Abu-Meshrig, Brett Lowther, Gord Bamford. It's a really big show. Friday morning. Thanks for joining us for coffee. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, get into a brand new Ford Escape for just $22,296 plus tax. And save up to $20,000 on 2019 Super Duties. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
And there were the ships again.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Mark Matthews from the Saskatchewan Rush, a sports update. The WHL has handed out four suspensions as a result of a kerfluffle at the end of Tuesday's Moose Jaw Regina game. Moose Jaw defenseman Damon Hunt has been suspended for two games, while defenseman Nolan Jones was handed a three-game suspension. The team was also fined $2,000. On the Pats side, forward Carter Chorney will sit out three games, while forward Robbie Holmes will be out for four games. The team has been fined $1,500. It was all about grabbing the puck at the end of the game, so the Pats goalie couldn't get it for his first career win. And a brawl ensued. Or as I like to say, boys will be boys. We'll play the clip later on in the show. We've got it ready. Sorry, Clark. I want to move. Steph Curry scored 23 points for Golden State in his anticipated return after missing more than 4 months with a broken left hand. But the Raptors beat the Warriors 121-113 to clinch a playoff spot. Adrian Kempe scored the shootout winner, and the Kings beat the Leafs 1-0 at Staples Center. The Montreal Canadiens were shut out for the first time this season, 4-0 in Tampa. The Blackhawks knocked off the Oilers 4-3, held on to a 4-1 lead they built up. And the Senators edged the Islanders 4-3 in Ottawa. Brendan Botcher is no longer perfect at the Tim Hortons Brier. The Alberta Skip dropped a 5-4 decision in an extra end to Kevin Cooey's Team Canada. Botcher now 8-1. Defending champion Cooey improved to 6-3. Cooey faces Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs this afternoon, while Botcher takes on Ontario's John Epping. And that is a Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Quick shout out to these guys. Hello, Abu.
Hi, everyone.
John Frenzy here as well.
Hello, everybody.
Saturday night, the Saskatchewan Rush are home to the Vancouver Warriors. And as if you're paying attention, you'd know there was like a month between games for the Rush at the start of the season. Now that they're coming in hot. Every weekend they're playing. And Mark Matthews joins us on video chat today, one of the biggest stars of not only the Rush, but all of the NLL. I appreciate the time, Mark. Where are you joining us from today?
No problem. I'm in Saskatchewan, actually. Saskatoon.
Oh, good. So get. Did you stay here all week between games?
I actually moved here kind of near the beginning of the season.
Okay, perfect. Well, look, we got to look behind before we go ahead here in our Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions Rush preview. So the Toronto game last week, what's the mood in Saskatoon after giving up the halftime lead that you did in that fashion at home?
Oh, it was terrible. We just gave up as an offense and weren't great throughout that third quarter and into the fourth and just ultimately couldn't come away with a win.
So I saw the interviews after the game. I was coming home from Mexico, or else I'd have been there, Mark, because I'm a season ticket holder. But everybody's trying to put their finger on what's the deal at the phone booth for the Rush. I thought you were behind this after the huge home victory that you won before that. What's the deal? What have you guys put your finger on?
Honestly, I don't know. We're just not playing the way we usually do in years past, and it's just something we got to get back to this week and hopefully get a good practice here tonight and move forward and forget about last week and put our put our minds to it. And we got about 10 in a row here that we need to win, so.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting about that? Frenzy, you jump in anytime because you're following this. That's why I asked you where you got your coverage. John, you go ahead. Like you pointed out, the Rush are still in first place. You don't think this is a problem?
No, I don't. Do you think it is?
Mark, I don't think it's a problem.
But,
we're fine.
Okay, what was that crazy month off at the first? I couldn't believe it. One game and you didn't play for a month. What was that all about, or can you tell us?
I honestly don't know the answer to that. It was a scheduling thing. A lot of teams were like that. You know, you'd play a game, 2 weeks off, game, then it was the Christmas, 2 weeks off, and then and then we'd have another game and then maybe play two in a row and then get a couple more weeks off. It was a real tough start, and it's kind of hard to, you know, to play like that when, you know, guys are living all over the country and you can't get together to practice. So we've just been, you know, thankful now that we've got, you know, 13 games in 12 weeks here that to end the season, and, you know, hopefully we can get things rolling and on a better track.
Is Calgary that good?
Calgary's good. Yeah, Calgary's always good. They, they'll put a fight up against anyone any given night, and now they got, you know, Dobes back after his suspension, and he's obviously been playing pretty well. So,
hey, Mark, as someone who's late to the table in for the lacrosse game, I'm really trying to learn how to play the game. I'm a really unathletic athlete, so the less I need to move, the better. I'm fascinated with the defensive strategies that you guys implement there. So I guess my question is most of the defensive coverage zone, or do you ever go into a man situation where you just mark a guy?
I mean, some teams play a zone, more of a zone defense, and kind of pack in the middle, like Colorado does. They have, you know, a very good goalie, and they don't like to give up shots inside, so they kind of pack it in and let you shoot from the outside and hopefully get sticks on them. But ours plays a pretty, you know, like what they call pressure defense. Cause turnovers and move the ball the other way.
You know, Mark, it's funny when he's being somewhat humble, which is rare. He played 10 years in the Canadian Football League, won a championship. Look. Welcome all-star. Back, Abu.
He's all-star guard, by the way. He's an all-star offensive
he's
guard.
He's an all-star offensive lineman, pro football player. So, but he makes a good point about the rules. I just came back from Vegas watching the Golden Knights. They're trying to learn the rules of hockey very fast in Las Vegas. How have you found the people of Saskatoon here in year five, your Rush Nation, knowing the rules of what's going on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, the rules are weird, I guess. It's, you know, a lot of penalties are discretionary to the refs and stuff like that. But I think that the fans here have picked up on everything and kind of got an idea as to what's going on out there. And you don't get as many weird questions after the game or anything anymore. So
Saskatoon fans seem to be really in love with the Rush. I mean, they don't have a football name, a hockey team, baseball team. So they finally got a pro team, the Rush, and they love you guys.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, I can't, there's probably no better fans in the NLL, in my opinion, for sure. I mean, some teams will argue that, but I mean, even buddies on other teams are always pumped to come here to play because of how crazy it is in there and, you know, how loud it is and how into it they get. So, you know, they've embraced us and we love it. And, you know, we're just hoping to be a little bit better at home here the rest of the season.
Video connection's starting to break up a bit. So I'll just ask one more question. It's been perfect throughout, by the way, Mark, but the Vancouver Warriors, what do you know about your opponents tomorrow night?
We've played them often. I mean, a few times a year. They're a good offensive team and have good goaltending. And, you know, we a few very good defensive back there. We just got to get back to what we do do very well as a team and hopefully come away with a win.
Good stuff. Can't wait to see you, Mark. Good luck tomorrow night, man. I don't like to miss the Rush games. I'm excited to be there. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Mark Matthews joining us from the Bridge City here this morning, and that is our Rockstar Supply Chain's Rush game preview. And Abu, in your career, wouldn't it have been nice to be able to do your interviews at home, just chilled out with your phone on your chest?
No.
You wouldn't have had to stand before all those microphones and cameras?
No, you like to know when you're on. You got to be, when you're on, you're on. When you're off, you're off.
So you like coming here then?
I'm just happy to be here today.
Sure you are. Haven't seen me all year.
I haven't seen you in a long time. That's no joke. Driving in, I was like, oh, when's the last time we...
couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's been that long since you two football mavens like yourselves? Yep. Two Hall of Famers?
Yeah. Oh, you change the schedule around all the time.
I have nothing to do with it, Frenzy. It's more a booze schedule.
I thought it was on purpose to keep our anger apart from each other.
Yours and mine are
multiplying.
You yeah, no kidding. Well, I'll just go fill up my coffee here, by the way, and let you two get reacquainted. But hey, by the way, I think we have Rush tickets, Abu, if you want to go tomorrow night. Think about
it. Yeah, I do want to go. I thought the game was next week.
Nope, it's tomorrow. Aren't you glad you came in here?
I'm so glad I'm here. I'm just always happy to be here. Can't wait to watch the Raptors and McVee play.
Oh, you like
as well.
You like
as well.
That, hey?
McVee? For those that missed us earlier, we had a contest. How many Raptors could you name? Well, quasi named enough.
When he said McPhee, I was like, "Yeah, that's a guy."
Yeah, Van Vliet. He meant well, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get Davis now. Terry Davis. What's the other guy?
Well, you got
Terry Davis is great, eh?
Terry Davis,
the guy, the rookie that came off the street.
Yeah, you got me on that one. Yeah. Terrence Davis.
Terrence,
Lynch has given him a nickname.
Terrence,
thank you, Clark.
Davis, for gosh,
yeah. Terry. Yeah. Terry, hey, look, it is Football Friday. And I got you two here. I can't squander the time. There's been some interesting things go down. I'll start with you, Abu, as a former member of the Canadian Football League Players Association. Have you been following what's going on?
No, what's
season?
Going on? What's happening?
Well, I want both of your opinion then. Are you being facetious? Are you being serious?
Well, I always feel like I'm missing some information. So maybe I do know about this.
Well.
But what's going on?
Some of the top topics here in the CFL right now. And the reason I bring this up is I was on TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg yesterday, and they said, what are the big off-season stories in the CFL? And I said, well, normally player movement at this time of year, remember Mike Riley to Vancouver last year and stuff like that. This year, coaching movement, Paul Lapolis to Ottawa, Rick Campbell to BC, Ryan Dinwiddie to Toronto. That's some pretty big stuff. But right now there's this Winnipeg kid, TJ Jones. Were you familiar with him growing up when he was in Winnipeg, by the way?
Not at all.
Lynch, where did this guy come from, TJ Jones?
All of a sudden, he's there. I don't know where he was from.
Nobody knew where he came from.
No, from Richmond University, I believe. But all of a sudden, he came. And I mean, I didn't know anything about him, really, other than what you told me.
Grew up in Winnipeg, played 5 years in the NFL. His dad played in the CFL for the Bombers. And now he wants to come back to the CFL, and what's they signed him. The Argos signed him at $200,000. Right. TJ Jones.
Yep.
What's his dad's name?
I can't remember. Can somebody in Winnipeg remind me?
Jones? Then we got
it. No, it wasn't Tyrone Jones. I wanted to say Andrew Jones, but it's not Andrew
Paul,
Jones.
It was Paul Jones, wasn't it?
No, that's the Riders head scout. I was just
Jermise
reading
it. Jones?
On Three Down Nation. It wasn't Meese.
I don't think that guy played very much in Winnipeg, because I know him.
Well, he wasn't drafted in the CFL either. And I'm like, there's no way the scouts would have missed this guy. There's no way. No. They said that his nationality wasn't known.
Well, that's
until the last couple of years, because you know the CFL GMs and scouts aren't going to miss this guy.
Yeah, but and they want to sign him up, and they should be able to. But the NFL is playing the big bully here, eh? For some reason,
look at Darius the NFL. Blair.
Yeah,
then the NFL has anything to do with it. By the way, Janelle Barkman's watching from Saskatoon, and she says Andre is his dad's name.
Andre the Giant.
Tiffany Love writes in, and she says, "Are you being facetious or serious? LOL. Typical Abu." I know, right? The guy speaks in hieroglyphics.
If you can't understand my silence, how will you understand my words?
Andre Jones, don't remember. What did he play?
I don't remember him either.
What did he play?
Doesn't matter.
Survey says.
God. Can we bring it? This is like Romper Room has just happened
this is
here.
Why we have this. We don't have to know anything. Everyone
okay,
else knows
TJ, it's not TJ Jones.
The viewers are.
Oh, his name's Andre Jones? Yeah, I still don't know him.
Thank God the viewers are bringing some order to this.
No, but this happens a lot. It happened to Wayne. It happened to Darius Blazik. I'm not sure if it had happened to Jeremy O'Day. But
their Canadian status isn't known until later.
Yeah, you don't find out your. Well, Ben Cahoon may not even known he was Canadian until after his third or fourth year up in here in the league. So, you know.
It's not checked out thoroughly enough. That's just what I'm saying.
But that's fine. But the point is the players voted against allowing him to sign more than the Canadian rookie minimum, which is $80,000, because the Argos signed him to $200,000. CBA prevents that.
Then he gets to go through the draft, though. He should go through that supplement, the draft, like every other Canadian.
And that's why we bring you in.
Yeah. There's,
that is a great way to look. Hey, Lynch, don't you think? All of a sudden, he's the number one overall draft choice then.
Yeah.
Then you're hiding people forever, saying, oh, he's not Canadian, knowing that. Well, I don't know. What are the rules? Like, if your dad played up here or if you were born in Canada, then there's lots of players.
He went to Notre Dame as well. A good buddy, Craig Smith, says he went to Notre Dame as well collegiately. So the guy's got a basic American background.
Yeah. So
but his mother was a Canadian or something. So therefore, he's a Canadian now. They find
it
out.
It doesn't matter how or why, what his status is. What matters is it is, how are we going to get him in the CFL?
And he should be able to play in the CFL. Okay, he can. And we can pay him whatever we want. They can't say they can't pay him more than 65. That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's...
I think 80 is the number.
Well, you're still, your mouth is open.
Let's wrap ourselves in a red flag with a hammer and sickle, and let's tell everyone how much money they can't make.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can never figure out if you're playing on the left wing or if you're playing on the right wing. I think you're on the right wing.
This thing from a communist, or you'll see.
You're a capitalist.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Wayne Grollo, our good buddy Wayne Grollo out there, says, simple as this, Lynch, a five-year NFL player is not a rookie. I guess that's true. Huh?
Yeah, no, I don't see that. Pay him what he needs to. Yeah, pay him. Man, you got to pay guys. If guys are worth whatever, if you have a rookie coming in, that's just stupid. I don't even want to talk about it. If a guy is so good and he chooses the CFL over the NFL for his rookie year and you're going to pay him 65,
but he's born in Winnipeg. Come on. Andre Jones, member of the starting defensive end of the Winnipeg Bombers. Andre was best known. We're going to find out what he's best known for pretty soon. Jason Bishop's going to tell us.
Hopefully he puts... everything is going crazy here. The agent for TJ Jones is watching, by the way, Rob Fry. And he says, preach, you're nailing it, fellas. Oh. Did you and Frizy get together before the show?
I ate some fries before. What? Yeah.
Well, I'm with you in that he should be paid. But why would the players vote it down? Why do you think they voted it?
I think it should have been... I'm all for vetting. I'm not stopping from preventing anyone from doing anything. But if you're going to have rules, they have to apply to everybody. And I think that all Canadians should go through the draft. As soon as you're recognized as Canadian, you're put on the draft board. Some guys, it happens later than others. They used to have a special draft for guys that they didn't know was Canadian.
And supplemental draft?
They call it different things. But like Wayne Smith, I know, went in it. He didn't know he was
Canadian. And Jeremy.
And Jeremy and a whole bunch of guys. There's probably tens of thousands, tens of thousands of collegiate athletes that are Canadian that they don't even know it because, you know, their mother... Well, think about my kids. My kid plays soccer. He could play nationally for Canada, Lebanon, Wales, England, you know, Poland. How many other Heinz 57s do we have in our family, you know?
Months.
They don't know. The Polish national team doesn't know that there's a kid in Calgary playing goalie for them, you know.
Okay, the guy graduates from American college, gets drafted by the NFL, drafted or gets to an NFL team, lasts for 3 or 4 years in the NFL, then finds out he's a Canadian, wants to come to CFL, and has to go through this crazy thing, eh?
I think you should go through the draft. The draft isn't a crazy thing. Every league has it.
Well, hang on. Couple things.
The agent,
Rob Fry, not only represents TJ Jones, he also represents Nick Arbuckle because he's just written in and says, I'm tuned in for Arbuckle. Glad I turned it on early. Great show. Norm Fong, the illustrious Hall of Fame equipment manager of the Rough Riders, has written in and says, Andre Jones played for the Riders from 1981 to 1983 as a DB. So let's not just say he was a bomber, okay? But the point, I don't think you should put him through the draft because if you put him through the draft, he's still subject to the $80,000 rookie Canadian cap. Guys being drafted
in stupid, man.
What's stupid?
Telling people how much money they can make. You want to spend?
Why have a salary cap at all then?
You want to spend $750,000 on one player? Go ahead and do it. You're an idiot. Sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. you're supposed to say that.
I know I am. Well, it's rather unique. What bothers me, it hasn't been. There isn't a policy for it. There should have been. How can they go this long without a policy?
But they have been able. You would know. Austin Colley is my best example of a Canadian coming back from the NFL. But the Dan Fetter, Kyle, there are many others. Yeah. They were never subject to this.
Why not?
This is new. Sam Giguere, Clark had just pointed out, from the Colts. He's probably a far better example than Austin Colley.
But Giguere, those guys went through, they were recognized Canadians and just not drafted because teams thought that they were going to spend their whole career in the NFL. That's not the case with this kid, as I understand it.
You're saying with Jones is, the NFL didn't realize he could be a Canadian.
Anybody.
Nobody knew he could be a CFL.
Well, I'm sure his mom knew.
But I mean, this didn't come to the forefront until after he got up here. So when he was in the NFL, there was never thought that an alternative by him would be to come to CFL. Somebody pointed it out to him, probably his mother, eh?
He probably knew the whole time that he was. I mean, I know what my kids, you know, 1/8 Polish. You know, I know that. If it ever came to it, that...
What's funny, you say, Lynch, a couple times, you said the NFL are the bullies here. I don't think the NFL cares whatsoever about his nationality.
No.
My guess is his agent probably determined this non-import status, I would think. I'm not totally sure. But you mentioned the supplemental draft. We could name tons of guys that have gone in it. You said Jeremy O'Day, obviously. Brandon Bartlett is a current Rough Rider that went through it. That's but those guys for. Had never played in the NFL, though.
But that's what it's for. Guys that didn't know they were Canadian. I don't care if you were a...
But they were rookies. I don't care if you were... They weren't pro football vets, those guys in the supplemental listen, draft. The best, this guy is.
Cameron Wake played up here, and he in the CFL, and he was working at a gas station, you know.
Now what about a guy who's been
What do you have against people that work at gas stations,
nothing.
By
I
the
love
way?
Those, I love those stories, but just because you aren't good enough to make it in the NFL doesn't mean it's okay that, oh, well, now you can come play in the CFL. I just think this guy should go through the draft like everyone else.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but as usual, you come at it from a point that nobody else has even thought of, let alone said. So okay. I'm just trying to register that. Well, not saying you're wrong.
Where are we at right now?
Where we're at right now is the Players Association voted it down, and the Players Association, as far as they're concerned, I guess he would have to comply with the $80,000 cap. They sent a proposal back to the CFL, and they're waiting to hear from the CFL. I might have that wrong. What I'd like to see, as we brought up earlier in the week, Connor McDavid played as a 15-year-old in the OHL, and I can never remember the name, special exemption status. What is it, Clark? Exceptional player status. Why can't T.J. Jones be granted exceptional player status and not be subject to the rookie cap?
That would
solve everything.
T.J. Jones needs to play for the contract that he signed. The precedent's been set, though.
So don't draft him.
Well, it just sets the precedence for all of those kids out there that are playing Division I ball in the States that know they're Canadian, but are American for every intents and purposes. They're only Canadian for CFL reasons. They know this. They're or they need a new agent. You know, they need to know these things.
T.J. Jones
so
has
just
the
keeping
best.
That under. If you keep that under wrap for so long, if you know that you have to go through a draft anymore, you're going to put that up sooner. You're going to be drafted. You're going to choose to be drafted. And probably if you're in the NFL and that good of a player, they're not going to draft you anyways.
But Nick Arbuckle is ready after the break, but first a message from Norway. Trent is watching from Norway this morning. He says, Norway calling, great interview with Mark Matthews. May the Rush dominate Vancouver. Glad the Raptors clinched a playoff spot. Hope the CFL gets Mr. Jones allowed into the league. Have a good weekend. You too, Trent. Thanks for chiming in from Norway. That's what's going on here in the Great White North. And when we come back, Ottawa quarterback Nick Arbuckle. It's a Football Friday. Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back.
time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Football Friday continues. It's been a really big show. And just ahead of Nick Arbuckle, want to update the poll question today. The Daily Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question is, where will Tom Brady sign? 37% of you saying he's going back to New England. 33% of you saying he's going to sign with the Vegas Raiders. 16% say other. 14% say the Los Angeles Chargers, which is his hometown. March 16th when NFL free agency opens. Well, you could say that it is this guy's time. Nick Arbuckle, at 26 years of age, is the starting quarterback of the Ottawa Redblacks. He played at Georgia State. He's from Camarillo, California. 2017 to 2019 with the Calgary Stampeders, and now he's the starting pivot of your Ottawa Redblacks. Joins us from the nation's capital today. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Appreciate it, man. The pleasure is ours. By the way, Camarillo, California, or Camarillo, California?
Camarillo.
Camarillo. Gotcha. The Spanish pronunciation. Gotcha. Hey,
yeah.
By the way, if you had a vote on where Tom Brady is going to play in 2020, who would you cast your ballot for?
The Patriots, hopefully. I've kind of been a fan of the Patriots because of Brady, kind of ever since he started playing, because that's kind of when I got into football. So hopefully he stays there and they can win some more Super Bowls before he's done playing.
Well, very interesting story to watch, of course. But look, we're excited about Ottawa. And these guys got questions for you, by the way, about the Redblacks in 2020. I want to ask you how your life's been since you were acquired by Ottawa from the Stamps. Signed the deal just ahead of free agency, and now you're the man. What's it like being the man?
It's been really busy. I actually haven't really had a chance to settle in and kind of let things soak in. It's been a constant process of trying to get settled into Ottawa and move, and it's been a flight out here, a flight back to Calgary, a road trip all the way across the country, and so it's been a process, but I'm hoping here in the next week to kind of be able to get settled into a normal training routine and kind of feel what it's like to be part of the city and be part of the team.
John, you jump in with the question because you got a good one.
Well, they're really counting on you in Ottawa. No question about that, Nick. Who are the backups here behind you? Just quite curious. If you get injured, what happens?
Well, I know Dom is already here. I've had some conversations with him. He seems like a really great guy, and we're planning on getting together because he's out here to start working on the playbook together, throwing together. So I'm hoping me and him can have a really, really good relationship. And I don't know if anybody else on the roster right now. I haven't had communication with any other quarterbacks, but I know right now it's just me and Dom.
Nick, that wasn't your question, John. Your question was who's he going to throw the ball to?
Yeah, who are you?
That's the question.
Who are you going to throw the ball to? I was concerned about your team last year giving away all those great receivers. Your general manager gave away all those great receivers. So how do things look this year as far as receivers?
Well, as far as the guys I know, it looks really good. I got a chance to complete my first pass to Sinopoli yesterday, actually 2 days ago after our workout. And I've had a lot of communications with RJ Harris. He's actually one of the first guys I talked to after they traded for me in January. And so I'm really excited to work with him, and I've watched a lot of film on him. And outside of that, I know it's just a lot of young guys. I know Deadman's a really explosive player. And so I'm looking forward to kind of getting all the young guys up here and start working with them and being able to kind of build some chemistry and see where it goes.
And you and Lapo were, in my opinion, the biggest free agents this offseason. So I got a similar question to Lynch. What happens if Lapo gets hurt?
Bring in David Ayers.
Just kidding. I think we all know Lapo fairly well. How well do you know him, and how excited are you to play in his offense? And maybe comment a little bit about his offense.
I mean, personally, I didn't know him too well up until when I got traded and got the chance to talk to him and then visit with him. But every experience that I've had with him has been phenomenal, been really positive. We got to hang out sometimes, and we've got to go out to watch the Senators play a hockey game, and everything that I've learned about him and got to, every opportunity I've had to spend time with him and talk with him has been really good, and kind of just watching his offense and playing a little bit in his offense through scout team the past couple of years. It was playing for him was always something I kind of wanted to do. His offense was always one kind of watching from the outside looking in that I was really impressed by and intrigued by and thought I could do really well in. So it kind of felt like all the pieces fell into place when he ended up signing here. And I already loved the city from my opportunity to play here in the past couple of years. So I was really excited when all that kind of happened.
Yeah, I think that's what Lapo does well. He uses his pieces of the puzzle the way that they should be used. You know, he's not going to have you sprinting out on bootlegs. Not that you can't do that, but, you know, he really uses the strength of the players. And I think that's why my question was very similar to Lynch's. What are the pieces who are the pieces around you? Because, you know, if we know what they can do, then we got a pretty good idea of what you guys are going to do as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, right now, because it's so many young players, we really won't know what the pieces around the offense are going to look like until training camp comes around. But we know the guys who have had a lot of experience are really good players from, you know, Crockett and Sinopoli and Harris, and the offensive line has been really solid. So offensively, I'm really excited to work with the guys that have been in the offense and really, really looking forward to seeing the new players and the younger players and what they can do.
What about the fans in Ottawa? I got a chance to talk to them, and I know there's some great fans. A bit turned off after last year, but I'm sure they'll come back.
Yeah, I've had a lot of really good interactions kind of everywhere I've gone, from, you know, grocery shopping to furniture shopping and to the Senators game, and kind of during my visit, everybody I've talked to has been just really supportive, and it's a really exciting to be able to play for a fan base that's this strong and this passionate about their team. And I can't wait to see what the crowd looks like come the first week of the season.
Yeah, you're pretty charmed, Nick, and as you would agree, I'm sure blessed. Our producer, Clark, has said that he read that you loved Ottawa since you were a rookie in the league. And to go from Calgary, which is a world-class city for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is its beauty, to go to Ottawa, which is really cool, too. You've had a pretty good Canadian experience.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's many better cities than Calgary, and Ottawa seems to be right up there with it, if not better. In my little experience, unfortunately, it's been pretty much snowing every single time I come here. I would love to see what it looks like when it's green and not snowing and cold, but we'll get that opportunity soon. But I'm really excited to be here, and the downtown area looks beautiful. The suburbs around downtown look beautiful. And so my wife and I are really excited to start our family here.
Hey, so you've only been on the field one time with the guys? Yesterday, you're saying?
On the field, yeah. Okay. Wednesday, that was kind of our first opportunity to get on the field. Before that, we just kind of been in the weight room. But yeah, there's only, I think, two indoor places here that really have a football field. So it's limited in how much time we can really spend in those indoor places.
So some questions coming in from the viewers, and this was one of mine, was what did you learn in Calgary? And I'll piggyback that with Jason and Red Deer's watching. He says, how much of an inspiration and help was Bo Levi Mitchell to your development? So just talk about your Calgary experience and Bo, if you don't mind.
My Calgary experience was absolutely amazing. I mean, not just Bo, but the coaches and everybody that I worked with in the organization, from the equipment managers, the strength coaches, my quarterback coach, Coach Dickinson, everybody was instrumental to me being able to develop and learn the Canadian game and being able to kind of excel when I had my opportunity last year. And obviously Bo being behind, you know, the best quarterback in the league and being able to learn from him on the football field was amazing. But honestly, the biggest thing I took away from him and learned from him was the stuff off the field. And that was kind of seeing how he developed in being a great husband and a great father, and how he was able to balance, you know, putting in the work to be the best quarterback and also being a great person for his family and being able to spend time with his family, from, you know, how he came in super early to get his work done so he can get home, you know, before it got dark so he could spend time with his family, that kind of stuff. So I would say that's the biggest takeaway, trying to be able to learn from him on how to balance that work and that life and still being able to excel and be the best.
And like, how hard was it? I mean, you've been playing football since you were 4 years old, 11 men, 11 kids, the field's this big. How hard was it to adjust to a bigger field with an extra guy, and all your defensive reads are different, I would imagine?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing to really adjust to is the motioning. Because in the NFL, or in American football, and like in the NFL and in college and stuff, everything's kind of more of a still picture. Like, you'll still get coverage disguises and blitz disguises, but at the end of the day, they don't know exactly when you're going to snap the ball. They don't know you know, 2-3 seconds right before you're going to snap the ball. So it's more difficult to time up those things properly. And you can get more clear pre-snap reads. So that was one of the biggest things, is everything, you know, looks different from before you start the receiver motions. And all of a sudden you start the receiver motions and the defensive coverages start changing, blitzes start changing. So it took a little bit of time during my first year to kind of slow everything down and learn what to look for, to learn the coverages, learn the blitzes, and kind of get an idea of what's going to happen.
Last one. Well, one is a comment from Jack Fulton in Calgary. He says, please say hi to my good Christian brother, Nick. So there you go from Jack, a mutual friend. Abu, your buddy too.
Yes.
And lastly, Nick, this from me is a personal question. Are you familiar with, or even maybe related to, 1920s silent film star Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle?
You know, if I had a dollar for every time I get asked that question, but no, I don't think so. I'm not really sure on too much of my lineage on the Arbuckle side of the family. My dad was adopted, so it's not really our biological lineage on that last name, but who knows? You know, I'm probably just going to start saying yeah, and maybe I can get an inheritance down the road.
For sure. You should. Well, actually, first read his Wikipedia. You might not want to do that, but when I was nicknaming you Nick Fatty Arbuckle, and Calgary friends were like, I'm like, well, he's not fat. Like, it's not an insult. It's a guy from the 90s. I just wanted to clarify that it was nothing personal.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Nick. Yeah. Well, there's a... Clark really wants to know, and some of our female viewers too, what's that badge on your sweater? Let's get that question out of the way too. What do you got there?
So that's my baby badge. It says daddy to be in pink. I got it for my cousin got it for me on our baby shower in California back in January. And since I don't have a baby bump like my wife does, I wear this so everybody knows that that I'm expecting a baby too.
You're having a daughter, are you?
Yes, in May, right before training camp.
All right. Well, good luck with all of that, Nick. This has been awesome. I appreciate it. Good luck in Ottawa this year. Let's do it again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Nick Arbuckle joining us from the nation's capital, the new stud quarterback of the Ottawa Redblacks. And I noticed last Friday, Frenzy, the poll question here was who will win the most games, right? Yeah. In 2020, Ottawa, BC, or Toronto with the non-playoff teams.
That's right.
And I think BC won the vote.
They did.
I'd have voted, frankly, for Ottawa. That's primarily the faith I have in Paul Appelese, but also that guy that we just heard from. Abu, you weren't part of that show. Who do you think will win more of those three teams, BC, Toronto, or Ottawa?
Ottawa. I think Lapo.
Yeah, so we're together on that.
Lapo can make the best soup out of whatever's there, whether it's chicken.
He can make a chicken salad out of lemonade.
Yes. And things worse than lemonade.
You changed the joke for the program. You had to do that.
Yeah.
Well, think about it for a second. I mean, in the time we have left, and by the way, coming up in hour two, Brett Lowther is on the couch here. Country star Gord Bamford. It's going to be a smoke in hour two as well. But do we see... Maybe here's a good poll question that we'll move to next week, but who will have the biggest... turnaround. That's kind of we're saying Ottawa.
Well, those are the three. I think those are the three teams that are going to have the biggest turnaround. You know, that's the debate. I don't think they all made significant moves to get a lot better.
Did you play with Dinwiddie here, or there, or anywhere?
Winnipeg. Yeah,
you did.
Yeah.
So you know what he's all about.
A big fan of that kid.
Me too.
The kid. He's a head coach.
He's 37.
Stop it.
There's NFL coaches younger than
Dinwiddie. Can he be a head coach?
I played with him his rookie year, you know, so he was just kind of like just figuring out which way was up and which way was down.
Confidence, not a problem with Ryan Dinwiddie.
No, not that, especially not of that position, no. He knows his football, too. He's a super, I think his dad's a coach, too, so.
How's he going to survive in Toronto?
I don't know how good at making soup he is, but we're gonna find out.
But, you know, here's the thing about Dinwiddie, and I would think most people around the CFL know him pretty darn well. They were upset at the Argos introductory news conference when he said, look what I've done with Bo Levi Mitchell. I took him to another level. Look what I did with Nick Arbuckle. And people thought that was a little boastful. Like that's rare in football.
Yeah.
But that's Dinwiddie. And who's to say he didn't have that big of an impact on those guys?
Well, that's the I think that's why we're friends. We always think how stupid the media is to ask stupid questions, and then you get the good answer, and you're like, they're like, oh, that's a stupid answer. No, it's a stupid question. Do you think you're going to do well? No. Like, what's expected of him? Like, you know, why are you a head coach? Well, this is why I think I'm a head coach. Well, that's kind of pretentious of you, isn't it? No, that's what your damn question is. Mm-hmm. So is he? Yeah, he is. You need that kind of swagger as a head coach, as a quarterback.
I think so. But it wasn't the media that was turned off by Dinwiddie's comments. It was other coaches, because I heard from them. They're like, who's he to say that?
Yeah, who is he to be 35 years old and getting a head coaching job? I've been sleeping on a futon for 75 years, and nobody cares about. I've been eating McDonald's and sitting on.
Yeah, but Mike, it was because there's no experience. It's his first job as a head coach. Yeah. He hasn't been a coordinator.
Right.
So we don't. I mean, isn't that a big step?
Hey, it's Toronto, right? Where was that lineup of experienced and well-versed head coaches in a tire fire? Who wants to jump in the tire fire? No, there's not. That's what you get. Right? No?
Is it a good place to have your first head coaching experience? That's the best place.
Probably, because nobody will notice you're there.
The best place to have a head coaching experience is just to jump in when the team's already at the top.
Right.
But that, you know when that happens? Never.
Yep. Except for Dickinson.
For the most part, okay, well, Huff just transitioned. That's just the transition thing. For the most part, teams that don't have head coaches are the ones that are at the bottom. Yep. The reason that they're bottom is because they suck.
Yeah.
And Toronto kind of went below the sucking last year.
That's right.
And so I would imagine there'd be no appetite for any experienced head coach or players maybe even to go to Toronto.
He calls it like it is, doesn't he?
True. Yes, he does. You're not on with him that often?
That's why nobody likes me. Because everyone.
Well, I love you.
You're handsome. You're good looking today. Really. You know, like people want. You are, though. I'm just saying.
I think, knowing Dinwiddie when he's here, I think that it's going to be difficult because he's never been a head coach before. That's all I'm saying.
But you got to get the experience somewhere.
It would go to the top, right there to the top.
What's the top?
What's the other option?
Coordinator?
Where?
Somebody said that he'd been coordinator in Montreal. You never know what goes on in Montreal.
Yeah, right. He was coordinating the office in Montreal.
Okay.
You know,
we're going to see what he can do. And by the way, Darryl Walker. Is Darryl Walker a great receiver signed with anybody yet?
No.
Well, that's incredible. They got to sign Darryl Walker. He's a great receiver. Wouldn't you agree?
Where? Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's not going to Toronto, because he's a great receiver. Unless he's just going to Toronto because it's more like an American city. If I was him, I'd take whatever I could get, whatever they could give me in Ottawa.
Gents, yeah. I pause the frivolity for a second to pass along a couple messages. Robert Anderson writes in on the Facebook string, when the stands start to fill up across the CFL, the owners can definitely thank the Rod Peterson Show for playing a part in that.
Oh, how about that, eh?
Hey, thank you, Robert. Where are you watching from, Robert?
You're Bobby clearly Anderson.
A smart guy. And there's Ricky, Ricky the mascot. Ricky agrees.
Ricky the dragon steamboat.
It's an iguana, not a dragon.
That's a
note from Clark. Bad news. Gord Bamford is deathly ill overnight and cannot join us today. His manager sends a sad face emoji.
Oh, that's not funny.
So that's a second consecutive day we're rescheduling with Gord Bamford. So for the Gord Bamford fans, I'll apologize on his behalf and hope to have him somewhere down the line. So next hour, Brett Lowther. He's still. Did you just wake up, Brett?
No.
He's stretching like a cat over there on the sponsor's couch. And it's going to be fantastic. Just going to be fantastic. Which one of you guys are sticking around? Both?
Yeah, I can stay for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We'll be back after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
That's Walker.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get the certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala LT for only $21,511 plus tax. Or check out the certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore Preferred All-Wheel Drive. It's only $23,911 plus tax. Only for a limited time at Canada's number one GM certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.